Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment. And his blood.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes. It is Saturday morning. It is September the 10th, 2016, and it's a little after 9 o'clock, and I am coming to you to share a word that I have that the Lord put in my spirit to share with you, and I pray that something is said that will help you along the way. And it's just a word, and it's just something for us to really think about as we continue down these journeys that we're on. If we're off track, we need to get on track. We need to walk in obedience to what God has told us to do. It is written, you all, it is written in the Word of God that we must do what we are supposed to be doing, because at the end of your appointed time, at the end when you close your eyes and you open your eyes before God, you are going to be accountable for what you do, good or bad. We have to stop leaning on all that we're leaning on and continue in to abide in the things that we're doing that is going against the Word of God. God forbid. We have to confess our sins, take it to Him, and ask for forgiveness, and let it be thrown in the lake of where it never, never comes back up again. But that means that you can never, ever, ever walk in that sin anymore. You have to come out of it. And a lot of us are confessing, but when we're on our knees confessing, we're confessing and knowing that we're going to get up and we're going to do it all over again. When we're confessing and asking for forgiveness, we know that we are going to do it again. We have to start repenting, getting up, and turning from those wicked things, the things that we should not be in. And I know that some things are not easy for us to walk away, but is there anything too hard for God? God can do anything if we just trust in Him. If you put your trust in God, this journey, you have to be sold out to Christ. You have to be sold out, because all kind of obstacles are going to come up on us. But we have to be sold out. And we have to really, really want to be changed. We have to really, really be seeking to hear from God. We really, really got to know what God's word is saying. We have to get it way down deep inside of us. We have to choose this day who we're going to serve. We got to choose to do wrong or right. It is written that everything that we do in these bodies, whether it's good or bad, we're accountable for it. So know that God of the whole universe is still in charge. I don't care what everybody's doing. I don't care what the crowd is doing. Trust God and follow in what God is giving you to do. And walk in obedience. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you this morning as humbly as I know, Father God, to ask, Father God, that this word will go forward, Father God, that this word will bless your people, Father God, that you put it in my spirit to bring it forward today, Father God, that I would preach it and teach it in the way that you have orchestrated me to do it, moving me all out the way, Father God, knowing that you will come forward, Father God, and you would have your way, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you are Almighty God, that you are God of the whole universe, that you are in full control, Father God. And I praise you and I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity that you would allow thy servant to come before your people, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as I bow before the King of glory, as I bow before you, Father God, thanking you for right now. thanking you, Father God, that you are the Almighty God. Blessing this word, that it will go forward, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, as I said, that this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, I am Evangelist Hayes. And thank you very much for fellowshipping with us. And let us love on purpose. Let us just love on purpose. You have to love people even when they do you wrong or even they ain't your favorite person. Love on them anyway. Just love on them. And that God may be glorified from you loving from a pure heart. Because do you know that love is what lifted us? Love is what keeps us. Love is what keeps us lifted and connected. Because God is love. Today I will be coming out of Romans 14:11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, that every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And my subject today, it is written. And by it being written, we have to follow the instructions that he has given us. As I live and breathe, God said, every knee will bow before me. Every tongue will tell the honest truth that I am the only am God. I am the only I am God. He is the only God. I know, and I'm not knocking anybody for what you do. I know you got them out here serving Buddha. I know you got them out here serving this one. I know you got them serving Buddha. I think I said Buddha already, but I can't even really think of him because the only body I know of is the true and living God. I don't know how to bow down to anybody else. I don't know how to call on a statue. But I do know how to call on the living God. For it's written that when I call on him, I will get an answer. So we have to turn. We're going to have to let these idols go. We got to stop bowing down to these elephants. We got to stop bowing down to everything other than God. We have to learn how to start giving God his reference. We have to get the fear of God down inside of us. And if you don't know him for yourself, confess your sins and call unto him and go unto him, and no way will he cast you out. You have to go through his son. You've got to go through Jesus Christ to get to the Father. It is written, you've got to go that way. We have to acknowledge Jesus Christ. We have to acknowledge. And we have to keep our minds stayed on it. It says, as surely as I live, saith the Lord, every knee will bow before me. Every tongue will acknowledge God. It's telling us that this is the way it is written. This is the way that it is. We must acknowledge him. And let us wake up in this world that we must know that God will have the last say-so in our lives. And when we close our eyes, when I close my eyes, that is my midnight. When I close my eyes, that's the day that I will go before the throne. Know that. Know that. Nobody will be there but you and the God, Master God. We will go before him. I cannot say that I hated you because you hated me, because I'm going to be accountable for what I do. And we have to focus on that. We have to keep our mind stayed on God. And in the Bible, it talks about it in 2 Corinthians. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Make sure you're lining up the good, y'all. Line up the good. Do everything to the glory of God, not to show it unto man. Do it to the pleasing of God. Let God, is God satisfied with what you do? Is God satisfied with your service? Is God satisfied with your praise? Is God satisfied with your prayers? Is God satisfied with the way you live? Is God satisfied with the way you talk? Is God satisfied in what you're doing? Find out so we can go forward to please God. It says, every knee shall bow unto me. And unto me is unto God. To bow the knee in an act of expression of homage, submission, and adorn. It means that every person shall acknowledge him and admit his rightful dominion over the whole universe. You know, we have to understand that he is over all of us. We have to understand that God, we have to acknowledge God. We have to acknowledge him and understand that he is Lord. And we have to understand that we can call on him, and that's the name that you'll be saved by. You're not saved by your bishop. You're not saved by the name of your friends, but you're only saved by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to keep our minds stayed on that. And it said every tongue should confess to God. In Hebrews, every tongue shall swear, not swear by God, but to him, that it is paid him our vows. We got to pay the vows that we made unto him. We must answer to the oath, for our conduct is the same as confession to him, or acknowledging him as our judge. The things that we do, the things that we say, the way we act when we're out, that's our conduct. We have to make sure that that is pleasing unto God. Not only you, but me too. We have to be careful in the things that we're doing and saying. And we got to quit saying all the time, God said. Quit putting God in your mess. Because if you're not living according to what God is saying, it's sin. If you're doing everything opposite of what the Word of God is saying, and then dressing up and coming before us, remember, it says, if it was possible that the elect could be fooled, the elect of Jesus Christ is not fooled. We may not be saying anything, or we may not be calling you on a carpet, but we see you. We see you, devil. We see you that you are a dressed up devil. Because God has given us the eye to see. Because we pray for this earned spirit, and he will enlighten us. God will not let us be tricked. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for forgiveness of our sins, and let us come out of it and walk in repentance and turn. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, your iniquities, and your transgressions. Put it all before him and bow before the King of God, and he will do it. He can do it. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Nothing's too hard and nothing's too big. Trust him. Put your trust and your faith in God and take it out of man. Stop being man-pleasing and be God-pleasing. Watch God make a difference in your life, and he will turn everything around. I love God because God is true. God is going to uncover some things you are. God's going to start uncovering things. So whatever you're doing, you better get your house in order, because God is not a joke. We take it as this is a plaything. This is not a plaything. This is serious. This is serious. God is serious with us. And he keeps on giving us warnings, and he keeps on giving us signs. We need to line up. The body of Christ, we need to stand up, and we need to be bold, and we need to do what the Word of God is telling us. Because at the end, there's going to be a conclusion in everything that we do. And everything that we say, is we are going to have to be accounted for. In Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, it said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's our whole duty. We got to please God. And it says in Ecclesiastes 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Us that's walking around here doing things and want gratification from man, stop it. Because God will bring your good, and God will bring the reward with him for the good that you have done. Anything that you do to the glory of God, it is not lost. Only what you do for Christ, only what we do for Christ will last. We have to turn it over to the Lord. Don't worry about if people never say thank you. Don't worry about it. If people speak evil of you, God will fix it. Just keep on doing it to the glory of God. For it is written, trust God, and know that God is going to bring it out all right. Because God is a God of a good God. God is a God that nobody can stop him if he says yes. If God has written it for your life, it shall come to pass. But wait on your call. Wait on your ministry. Wait on your teaching anointing. Wait on God to appoint you. It's in the word that we need to wait on it. Not that what people are speaking into your life is not true. Not that it's not written. It's just not the time yet. You have to wait on God to assign it. You have to wait on God's appointed time in it. And just because God gives you the secret things and share things with you, don't mean that it's time to share it. Because you got dream killers out here. And you have to wait till God brings it full circle. That's why I like Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things is working together for the good to them that love God. And it's called according to God's purpose. That's why I love that scripture. Because when God says so, it shall be. God is God. He's in full control. And we have to understand that God has not, you know, God has not forgotten about us. God has not, even though it seems that God does not answer all our life problems, maybe he don't. But one thing about it, he is still in control. I've written this down. It said, God has not answered every problem of life, but he has commanded man to live joyfully, responsibly, and wise. Finally, the control factor in all our lives should be the fear of God. That is submission to God and the revelation. In Proverbs 1 and 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We need to know that we have to have the fear of God in us. Then a lot of things we will not do. A lot of places we won't go when we know that we can't handle it right now. We will pull away from things and pull away from people that we should not be interacting with now. Not that anything's wrong with them now. We have to understand that we go higher and higher. When we start off with people, everybody's not going to walk this journey with us. Everybody's not going to start out is not going to finish it with you. Everybody that comes in your life don't come to stay. Some come to stay for a little while. Some come to move you to the next level. Some come to keep you praying. Oh, God. Some come to think that they can instruct you, but your instruction should come from the Almighty God. When anytime anyone gives me a word, and it's not that I don't trust the word, but when someone speaks something into my life, I take it to the Lord. And I ask the Lord, Lord, is that written for me? Is this the season for me to do that? Because I trust that God would direct my steps. And I'm telling you, when it is time and it is written, and God will bring it to full circle, that's the kind of God he is. We have to be certain that God is God and that he is in full control. And we have to ask God to direct us and to lead us in the way in which he wants us to go. We have to understand that there is certainly a divine judgment and it will be demanded of us. We have to understand that the judgment is coming. That's the conclusion. The judgment is coming. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, it is written. It's in the books. The books will be open. Oh, yeah. It's coming back up. Everything we know is coming back up again. But that's why we got to come out of it. And we got to turn around now, you know, because God is a God of loving. God wouldn't want none of us to perish, but we have to put our hope and we have to put our trust in God. We have to walk in obedience to him. We have to fear him. We have to acknowledge God in all that we do and all that we say. And I know we all sure, because I relax at work. I relax. Sometimes I'm at work, I laugh and I laugh and I laugh. But I feel good about laughing because I could be crying. But I have to think about the things that I say. Because, you know, the devil is ever present. The devil is always working. The devil is always working to pull you off, to make you act unseemly, because that's his job. But my job is not to. My job is that if I have to shut down and don't say anything, that God may be glorified from that and walk away. That is the victory that we don't always have to stand with a fool, because every fool with their mouth, with everybody with their mouth closed seems to be intelligent. But once they open their mouth and start speaking, you understand where they are. And once you see it, you don't have to get in it. Just walk away from it. Because what you do or you say to that person, you're going to be accountable for it. It's not what you think about me, but it is what I think about you. I have to love you even if you don't love me. I have to treat you right even if you don't treat me right. Because that's going to be accountable for me. And I am pleasing, and I want to please God. I want God to see me one day and say that he's pleased with what I've done and that I have been a good stewardess over the things that he has given me and have assigned for me to do. And everybody has their own way, and everybody, but it is written, the word of God is written. It tells us that every knee is going to bow. It tells me that every tongue is going to confess. And I believe it. I believe the word of God. And in my closing today, I know that the Almighty God has the last word. I know that we have to trust in God and know that God will keep it, that God is in full control. I know that he's the end. I know that we have to trust in him. And I know that in the book of Revelation 1 and 8, it says, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty God. See, we have to know from the beginning, before me and you were even put here, before we were even thought about, even put in our mother's womb, God was and God is. But God, he is in control. It doesn't matter. I know you say, well, every time I turn on the TV, I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this and that. Turn into your Bible. And it tells us in the Bible, it is written, it tells us about these days that we're going through now. But it also lets us know that the Almighty God, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, is still in control. You just got to trust God, and you have to stay focused on God. And if you keep it, your mind focused, and if you remember that it is written that we all going to have to go before him one day, and nobody's going to stand there with you, it's just going to be you and the master, and you are going to be accountable for what you do. So let your stewardship be what God has assigned you to do in the season that you're in, because it tells us that no man knoweth when the Father, when the Son will return. No man knoweth. No man knows when Jesus is coming back. Only thing we know, that the promise was that the way he went up, that he will come back. And one day he's going to cut that cloud. And when he cut that cloud, when the Lord Jesus cut the cloud, I want him to find me doing what he has assigned me to do. And let that be the same with you. Do unto what the Lord Jesus has assigned for you to do. For it is written that we are the children of a living and true God, and that he is in full control of our lives. And I thank you for stopping by and listening, and I pray that something was said in the word that will bless you along your way today. Because I have truly been blessed by this word. For I know that every knee is going to bow unto the true and living God. That Baal, Buddha, all of them, Jehovah Witnesses, even they believe that Jesus is just a prophet. They got to acknowledge him for being the son of the King of Kings. It's got to come full circle, you all. And don't be running behind things that's not of God. Don't be running behind things that's just good to the itching of the ear. Get the truth. Get the truth in you, and then decide what you want to do. least you'll be doing it in truth. If you go to hell, go in there being knowing that that was the truth that you lived. But turn, because nobody wants to continue to just burn, 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 turn, burn, turn, when you can have an eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. To God be the glory for all that I've said. And I pray that something was said along the way in this message that will help you in your journey. Father God, I thank you for right now. I thank you, Father God, for heaven and earth. I thank you, God, for this word. I thank you, God, that you will bless the hearts to hear it, and they will hear it in the season that they should need it. Father God, that you will bless them, Father God, that your word will not come back forth, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing your servant to come forward to carry your word, that you may be glorified from all that I do. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, if you honor the art of God and you're out there and you want to get back with him, go to Romans 10 and 9. Confess your sins to Jesus Christ. And no way will he turn you away and give your life back to him, because he is there. And he's my God. He's your God. It doesn't matter the hour that you come, but it does matter that you come. Give your life over to Christ. And even those that have not met him and the pardon of your sins yet, take it over to him, and he will